We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Tyler and viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendosat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA, in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Portsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan pledges to donate approximately $10 million to Paraguay. In social news, Swedish people report being happy and in good health. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ashiana, a nonprofit dedicated to helping working children of Afghanistan and their families. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 7, is the Independence Day of Grenada, celebrating its autonomy achieved in 1974. Situated north of Trinidad and Tobago, this Caribbean nation is often called the Spice Island. It is known for its nutmeg, cinnamon, and vanilla, and also its cocoa. Grenada has several scenic protected areas, including the Grand Etang Lake and National Park, which hosts a lush rainforest and is popular for hiking. The Livara National Park with its spectacular coastal area, and the La Sagesse Nature Center, a mangrove estuary with a wide variety of bird species. We wish the gentle-hearted Grenadians a marvelous Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Lives lost to landslides in the Philippines. As of Sunday, February 6, a storm that began a week earlier has left 20 people perished and over 530,000 people throughout 566 barangays affected, with nearly 73,000 people seeking shelter in evacuation centers. Hardest hit were the southern island of Mindanao and the volcanic island of Jolo in the Sulu Archipelago, where a state of disaster was declared as U.S. troops stationed there offered rubber boats and help to the Philippine military in rescuing stranded residents.
Officials also prepared food packs and worked to provide drinking water for the more than 1,140 families displaced there. On Thursday, Philippine President Benigno Aquino III ordered a logging moratorium across the nation, citing excessive deforestation as a major factor in the recent mudslides and floods, with 75 people who also succumbed to similar conditions just last month.
Upon hearing of this disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if additional assistance is necessary. With all her tearful love and prayers, she also pledged $20,000 for urgent items and requested that they go if possible to bring comfort to those most in need. This amount could purchase $281,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States, based on the Philippines' cost of living.
Our appreciation, President Aquino, Philippine and U.S. officials and personnel, for your caring efforts to aid the storm afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional help. Our prayers for the Philippine residents' quick resuming of regular day-to-day lives and that such weather intensities subside through humanity's kinder regard for all beings.
Flash floods sweep southern Iran. At least 8 people have succumbed to flash floods in the Iranian provinces of Kerman and Fars. In Kerman, where 5 fatalities were reported in the cities of Sirjan, Rudbar, and Kanuj, by Friday, February 4th, the floods came after a 13-year drought that had already severely damaged the region's agriculture. Thousands of households across the province were affected, with at least 1,800 families rendered homeless, as 200 bridges, communication, and agriculture were reported as being damaged. The Kerman Red Crescent Society announced that it is sending aid to the disaster-hit people in southern regions, including tents, food, and warm clothing.
Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with government officials and the Red Crescent Society to find out whether more assistance is required, asking that they also go, if possible, to help the most desperate, with financial aid available for urgent needs. Our thankfulness for the endeavors of Iranian officials and Red Crescent Society, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive concern. May Allah protect the flood-stricken residents as we pray that such calamities are alleviated by our gentler stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia and U.S. treaty limits nuclear weapons. On Saturday, February 5th, the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was officially enacted through the exchange of ratification documents by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Under the new 10-year accord, the two countries will eliminate 30% of their nuclear arsenals and will also permit mutual inspections. Following the meeting, Foreign Minister Lavrov affirmed the level of responsibility that the two countries should have for the safety of the world, while Secretary Clinton described the agreement as a milestone in the partnership between their nations. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, Russia and United States, for these promising steps toward peace. May the world soon be freed of all such harmful weapons as we look forward to a global society in which all beings may thrive in harmony and shared respect.
Ship rescued by Iranian Navy. On Saturday, February 5th, a commercial ship from Hong Kong and its crew of 32 traveling from Italy to Australia was rescued by an Iranian Navy fleet in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Somalia. Navy personnel had responded immediately to distress calls from the Hong Kong vessel VRYK-3 after it had been approached by intruders. Iran's Navy has an active presence in international waters as a part of a worldwide effort to ensure the safety of sailing routes. Many thanks, Iranian Navy personnel, for your quick response of aid to seafarers in need. Wishing the Hong Kong vessel's crew a safe journey home and happy reunions with loved ones, as we look forward to the day when safe passage is assured for all who travel the open seas.
Birds exposed to radiation have smaller brains. In a recent peer-reviewed study published by the Public Library of Science, a team of scientists from Norway, France, and the United States examined almost 550 birds from 48 different species located in areas around the site of the Chernobyl nuclear accident to evaluate radiation effects. They found that birds living in the Chernobyl region of the Ukraine had 5% smaller brains than the average size for their respective species. Radiation levels at Chernobyl are still significant even 25 years after the tragic accident, which led to the permanent evacuation of humans from the area. Although the mechanism is unclear, the scientists state it is possible that the lingering background radiation has resulted in reduced brain growth during the bird's development. Our thanks, international researchers, for highlighting the invasively harmful effects of nuclear radiation. May humanity soon shift to safe and abundant sustainable energy sources for the health of all cherished life and the planet.
First no-kill shelter in Queensland, Australia. Thanks to a life-sparing campaign called Getting to Zero, begun by the Queensland State Animal Welfare League, the privately owned Sydney Cats and Dogs Home has pledged to refrain from killing adoptable animals in a mission to find homes for them all. This is the first animal shelter in the state to make such a commitment, which the volunteer staff says it hopes to achieve through such measures as widening its network of home foster caregivers to expand the facility's current capacity of sheltering 150 animals that come from 11 council areas. Our grateful thanks, Sydney Cats and Dogs Home, as well as Queensland's Animal Welfare League, for your compassionate and life-saving efforts. May your endeavors inspire many more shelters throughout Queensland and beyond to benefit all cherished animal companions with the happiness and security of forever loving homes. Supreme Master Qinghai is caringly offering $5,000 to help the life-saving Queensland Animal Welfare League's Getting to Zero endeavor.
Save our planet. Alarming increase in pesticide chemicals used on farm salmon. A recent British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, investigation evaluating Scottish Environmental Protection Agency records revealed a dramatic increase in potentially harmful pesticide use in salmon farming. Although the salmon farming industry grew 11.3% since 2005, the range of toxic chemicals used to control sea lice increased 163% during the same time period, raising concern among environmental groups over the threat to both human and marine life. The use of pesticides also indicates the industry's struggle to control infestation levels, foreshadowing the spread of sea lice to wild fish. This in turn would lead to further declines in salmon and sea trout populations, with scientists having already expressed concern for the threat of their extinction.
Association of Salmon Board spokesperson Andrew Wallace stated, "If you have a million farmed fish in a cage on the migratory route of those fish, then suddenly you're encountering an entirely different scale of problem. And the numbers of lice coming off these farms is horrendous at times. Moreover, these findings come just as the Global Alliance Against Industrial Aquaculture, or GAAIA, launched the worldwide campaign Salmon Farming Kills, hoping to raise awareness of the dangers of the industry and its adverse health effects on humans, oceans, and wild fish. As stated by Don Staniford, Global Coordinator for GAAIA in British Columbia, Canada, salmon farming kills around the world and should carry a global health warning.
Our thanks, British Broadcasting Corporation, Scottish Environmental Protection Agency, and Global Alliance Against Industrial Aquaculture for raising awareness of the increasing harms posed by salmon and other fish farming to all life. May our expanded understanding speed the elimination of fish consumption altogether for the health and sustainability of the Earth's waterways and all interrelated beings.
Speaking with concern during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the detrimental impacts and the need to halt the practice of fish farming for the protection of our co-inhabitants as well as humans and the planet as a whole.
The farmed fish are contained in big netted areas off the ocean shore. With uneaten food, fish waste, antibiotics or other drugs and chemicals that pass into the surrounding waters, where they harm our ecosystems and pollute our drinking source, depleting wild fish stocks also. Studies have found that for every kilo of salmon that is sold in a supermarket, 4 kilos of wild fish have to be caught to feed the salmon. These are just a few of the problems associated with fish farming, which have become bigger as the fishing has increased. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately.
During pro-democracy protests in Cairo, Egypt, Coptic Christians, who make up 10% of the population, link arms to form a protective shield around praying Muslims, with Muslims reciprocating by standing guard outside churches as the Christians pray.
In an effort to diplomatically resolve issues raised in recent protests, the Egyptian government holds talks with various political parties, including a historic first meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood, and agrees to allow greater freedom of the press, as well as lifting the country's emergency laws and freeing protest detainees.
As Tunisians protest once more for improved government, newly appointed Interior Minister Farah Raji announces that all activities of the former ruling Constitutional Democratic Rally Party, which had decided national policy for the past 23 years, are being suspended and that the party's offices are being shut down.
Save our planet. In an effort to stem water shortages faced by more than 2.2 million people across the country, China launches strict water resource management measures to increase water usage efficiency and curb pollution, as well as promote the sustainable use of water resources.
Save our planet. To raise awareness about climate change and encourage environmentally friendly initiatives, Turin, Milan, and other Italian cities celebrate Car-Free Day with transportation permitted via electric vehicles and bicycles only.
Save our planet. Saying that shrinking habitats and hunting by humans are among the causes for loss, avian biologists in the Philippines report a drastic decline in water birds migrating to the country from Europe and Asia, with some species missing altogether this year.
I'm Pomosh.
Hi everyone, I'm Hallie. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Our nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. Today, we'd like to share a tip for photographers.
To get a good pose from your loyal canine friend, you can squeak one of her or his favorite toys, or toss it in the air.
To see some happy expressions, try giving a yummy vegan treat.
Have fun!
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, Japan pledges to donate approximately $10 million to Paraguay. Directed through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, the contribution combined with loans will help to support rural development in the South American country. Areas to be focused on include agriculture, health, and distribution of safe drinking water. In addition, the funds will be used for projects to enhance the capacity and prosperity of small farmers. Our earnest appreciation, Japan, for your generosity to the precious people of Paraguay. May nations work together as brethren to achieve peace, abundance, and sustainability for all.
In social news, Swedish people report being happy and in good health. A study conducted by Professor Dr. Bengt Brulde and Ms. Åsa Nielsen of the Society Opinion Media Institute, both of the University of Gothenburg of Sweden, found that 9 out of 10 Swedish citizens stated they enjoy a content life. The participants added that being healthy is the most vital consideration for them in terms of overall well-being, with family and friends being the next important factors. Our thankfulness, Dr. Bengt Brulde and Ms. Åsa Nielsen, for this wonderful report. May the blessed people of Sweden continue to thrive on a gentle and long-lasting earth. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Ashiana, which operates 16 centers in Afghanistan to provide education and vocational training for working street children. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more splendid news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on Ashiana, an Afghani nonprofit which offers free schooling to disadvantaged children.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Ashiana, which means the nest in Dari, is dedicated to bettering the lives of Afghani street working children and their families. Founded in 1995 in Kabul by Mr. Youssef Muhammad, an engineer, the nonprofit now operates programs in 16 locations in Afghanistan, serving approximately 3,500 children. Home-based education and a school sponsorship project are other aspects of the group's endeavors.
Children attending the centers learn reading and writing in Dari and Pashto, mathematics, and religious studies. Life skills training in subjects such as peace education, health, landmine awareness, and personal development is offered. In addition, vocational training in traditional instrument making, hairdressing, and information technology, among other subjects, is given. At least one hot meal a day is provided to the youngsters.
Ashiana uses music, art, drama, and storytelling to encourage each child's creativity, including those with special needs. The organization has also set up schooling and support for internally displaced children in camps. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ashiana, for your very important work. May the beautiful children and adults of Afghanistan soon greet a bright and harmonious future with Allah's munificent blessings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ashiana with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 for further good work.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hakka, a language spoken in southern China, entitled Truth Detector.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I often watch your channel via satellite and enjoy the quality and professionalism of your staff. I think you are one of the leading television channels. In our country, your channel is very popular and has many admirers. Thank you for what you broadcast. Alexei from Karaganda, Kazakhstan.
Kind Alexei, many thanks for your supportive note. We are very happy to hear that you and others are enjoying watching Supreme Master Television. May the Divine grant more and more happiness to you and all the pure-hearted souls of Kazakhstan.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with wisdom and bliss. Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a new development initiative to improve citizens' lives, officials in Libya announced plans to construct 3 airports and 10 seaports, as well as multiple health centers, educational institutions, and thousands of houses across the country.
In India's northeastern state of Assam, the United Liberation Front of Assam, or ULFA group, announces intentions to hold unconditional peace talks with the Indian government this coming week.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki announces that he is reducing his salary by 50% to bring it closer to that of other government officials, as he also calls for a 2-term limit on the office of Prime Minister.
Thai Army Chief Prayuth Chan Ocha states that discussions are ongoing with Cambodia to peacefully resolve recent border issues that flared between the two neighbors.
Suriname becomes the most recent Latin American nation to officially recognize Palestine as an independent sovereign state, with support for the rights of the Palestinian people to live freely in peace. Others include Brazil, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Costa Rica, Cuba, Ecuador, Guyana, Nicaragua, Paraguay, Peru, and Venezuela.
Wishing to improve the nation's standing as the most nicotine addicted in Europe and to better ensure public health, Greece's health ministry vows to more strictly enforce a smoking ban enacted in 2010.
Visiting Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi, newly elected President Alpha Conde of Guinea reiterates his nation's commitment to African solidarity and unity.
The Venezuela Citgo fuel program begins operations for its 6th winter season of providing discounted heating fuel for those in need, with 500,000 people in the U.S. who have been helped thus far, including hundreds in homeless shelters and members of indigenous tribes.
Thanks to the guiding help of family canine companion Milo of Tennessee, USA, police are able to locate autistic child Caleb Walker within 6 hours of being reported missing.
For his intelligent assistance, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering Milo veg dog food along with $100 for more dog snacks, clothes, etc., as well as some books for Caleb.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.